Hey, guys, what's going on? You already know who it is. Your guy, CT, one half. I'll let the conversation begin. You already know, Nikki C, she's not out. She's handling some things right now, but she will be back next week. But I'm not tripping. I'm not mad. Because the matriarch of my life is here with me, beside me. Emma, what's going on, baby?
I'm going good.
You're going good? You ready for this?
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about?
I have no idea.
She have no idea, guys. This is Friday. You already know what Friday is. It entails. This is flowers. Living flowers. See, what we do in this segment, we give you your flowers right now. Because what me and Nikki C came to grips with was that we are tired of people giving all these flowers to people once they pass, once they dead and gone, and they have all these great things that they say about them, all these things that they want to do and should do. But me and Nikki C say, you know what, we're gonna give people their flowers while they still alive. So that's where this segment was birthed from. So we appreciate y'all for hanging out with this quickie of Living Flowers. Also, this is Let the Conversation Begin. So if there's anybody you want us to shout out, please send that to lettheconversationbegin@gmail.com. Amber Bay, got a question for you.
Okay.
Out of everybody who's still alive right now in your life, who you want to give some flowers to?
Well, I mean, you know how I feel about my mom, and I tell her. So, besides my mom, I would say my aunt.
Well, no, we go with your moms. Like, it can be anybody. Like, well, it can be your family member. It can be somebody in the public eye. It can be a celebrity. Just anybody that you want to give flowers to, that's still alive.
No, but what I'm I understand. But what I was thinking, you're saying, like, because you mentioned, like, when people pass away, that's when people want to show admiration for them. But I'm saying, like, you know me, I tell my mom every day. I show my mom every day.
But what I'm saying, the audience don't know you.
They don't know that. Okay. Yeah.
I know that. But the audience, though. So, like, who, like, right now, if it's not, because she, like, oh, look, I'm mad at this, but she like a little T.I. We gonna talk bad about her about that, because I'm the only man she's supposed to be liking, just to be honest. So, but what I was saying is, it could be T.I., it can be Chris Brown. That's another one of them guys. I think I need to get me some tattoos. That's what it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm too dark for them. That's what you're saying?
No.
Huh, that's what you're saying?
You don't need no tattoos.
But no, what I'm saying is that it can be anybody you admire, anybody, family, non-family, somebody you haven't met, old school teacher, old friend or somebody. It can be anybody. And if it's your mom's, it can be your mom's. But the audience don't know that, my love. So that's what we're going to do. Who will it be?
Yeah, I see my aunt today. Your aunt today?
So for the first time, you're going to just skip over your mom and go to your aunt? What we're going to do?
Don't do that.
Oh, but you can go on. I want to know who it is and why. Why are you giving them their flowers?
Okay, so I was raised by my aunt, not because my mom wasn't there, but because my mom moved to the state of Texas when I was in second grade, and my aunt has come through for me. Okay, my mom literally actually made her my guardian, and my aunt's been there for me with everything, from my attitude, from disciplining me. I was a little spicy sometimes in class. I would talk back a little bit, and my aunt set me straight, and I'm really, really, at the time I was like, why you always want to hit me or something? But I think because of that, no, it wasn't abuse. Because of that, I'm the person I am because of my aunt, to be honest. My mom was always there, but my aunt is the one that really molded me. She really taught me, you be respectful, you know. It's okay to have, you know, everyone has their days, but just because you're having a bad day, don't go messing it up for other people. So she has literally, she didn't birth me, but she definitely took care of me before I ended up moving with my mom. So, yeah, I really appreciate her for that.
Okay. Hey, guys, I'm going to throw this in right quick, too. We do not own this music that's playing in the background, and we're not trying to get no money for it. You can actually email jacobgibson49@gmail.com if you want to use this, and ask them, is it okay to use it? So I just had to do that because we ain't trying to get no money off of it. But moving along, Yeah, I think that is a great reason why you should admire somebody, because like she did it, and like I'm telling y'all, like this is a beautiful woman and I love everything about her. And the reason why I'm saying that is because she has became the woman from being raised this way, from just been put in different types of atmosphere. She could not be this woman if she was raised any other type of way. So with me not even knowing her, I can tell someone has did an amazing job. Definitely. With her and I appreciate her that. But you know, that's pretty short and I like it, because you know I'm long-winded. Everybody know I'm long-winded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One more, then we get out of here.
Oh, so probably my mom then.
Okay, well, let's get it then. Okay, so. Hey, mom.
Yeah, my mom. You know, my mom wasn't, and I don't want to say physically not there, but because I lived in another, I was born in the Virgin Islands. So my mom stayed in Texas, and I stayed in the Virgin Islands, and my mom called me every day. And during that time, that's what, you had to buy, like, phone cards. You know, it would be, like, $5 where you get, like, probably, I don't know how much minutes you could get for $5. But my mom would go.
It was different.
Yeah, it was different. You know, before we had this phone where we could just easily pick up. Yeah, my mom used to walk. My mom doesn't even drive. She used to walk to the gas station every single day and get a phone card so that she can call me and just talk to me and make sure I was okay. You know, I never want for nothing, anything I needed. My mom was there. You know, anything that she needed to fly out for, she was there immediately. She had to. But yeah, it just shows, like, you know, although she wasn't there physically, she was there emotionally. She support me, pray with me, and all of that stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, she didn't have, you know, a lot of people have excuses. Oh, since she's not physically here, she can't do much. But she did a lot. Mm-hmm. She did a lot for me. And I'm really thankful for that. And I think, honestly, because me and my mom had a long-distance relationship is the reason why we're so, so, so close. You know, I saw the effort that she put into me, even though she was far away. Everything that she did for me while she was far away. So I really appreciate my mom for that as well.
It just seems like you have a whole lot of great long-distance relationships. It's crazy. Jesus.
Yeah.
But guys, that's what it is, man. If you have anybody that you want to give the flowers to, and I mean, like, you need to do it right now, because you do not know. You do not know who is going to be gone tomorrow. And that's why we're doing this now, because, well, let me be honest. One of the main reasons why I started, because I see a lot of people, they live their life with a whole lot of regret after a loved one passed. I have heard so many people say, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have said this. If only I could. And it was just like, it's just, I want to be a person that motivates somebody to get it right with their family. Or even if there's nothing wrong, there's a lot of people that love their family, but they go without saying, I love you. They go without a hug. They go without just eating around a table or going out to get something to eat. And you have to change that, because when they, I'm gonna be honest, when they dead and gone, they gone. They're not coming back.
That is it.
And what you need to do is change it right now. And for whatever reason why you haven't been doing it, don't let that be the thing to keep you from not doing it. Like, I'm going to be real. That's what it was with me and my mom and my dad, because I went years and years without talking to them. Went years. And I mean, we'll talk like once every 2 months or 3 months. But now I talk to my dad every day, and I talk to my mom at least 4 times a week. And I at least try to see her at least 2x a week. And what I'm trying to say is, it was that point in time to where, like, it was in my routine. It was in my routine not to be involved with them. But I sat down and was like, this is my mom's. This is my dad's. And I'm just using them too. You could have best friends. You could have some people that you loved and you adored as you grew up. You just need to get it right. And then after you do that, there's people that you just want to give them their flowers, because you see people, you see celebrities, they, you don't hear too much about them, but as soon as they pass, oh, there was all this and that in the bag of chips. So all I'm saying is, have the courage to speak up and speak out. Guys, I am your host, CT of Let the Conversation Begin. My homegirl, Nikki C, like I said, she out handling some things, but she will be back next week. And just to be honest, she's doing her own thing. Go listen on Monday. She got the Be Inspired down pat. Go listen on Thursday. That's the Would You Rather. She also got the Tea Talk. I think the Would You Rather is another day. I don't know, but I know she's doing her own and everything. But we will be back together in the studio next week. So I promise you, come back this time next week and we got it for you. Amber, got anything else to say before we get out of here, my love?
No, I'm hungry.
No, I'm hungry too. Why you think this pack of crackers is open right here?
Munching and crunching on some crackers. That's not enough.
Oh, we about to go get us something to eat right now. Guys, y'all have a good weekend. We'll be back here on Monday with Be Inspired and on Tuesday with our main course of an episode. Guys, thank y'all. Go to letthecomversationbegin@gmail.com. Let us know if there's anything that you want us to talk about. Also, give us some flowers of people that you want to give flowers to, and we will shout it out over the next episode or over the next Living Flowers episode. Guys, we thank y'all. We love y'all. Y'all take care. You stick with us. We stick with you. Take care, guys. Hey, 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 hey. Forget. Oh.